Today is Thursday, October 28th, and you are listening to the Trio Podcast.
Roy Rogers, brought to you by Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Out of the West and into your home, riding the range of mystery and adventure, blazing the trail of Western story and song, Boy Willing and the writers of the Purple Sage, that teller of tall tales, Gabby Hayes, the Queen of the West, Dale Evans, and in person, the King of the Cowboys himself, Roy Rogers!
And good morning. This is Russell Holloman, and you're listening to my Trio Podcast, which I think we're going to temporarily rename for the purposes of this recording the Cranky Trio Podcast, because I'm feeling really cranky this morning. Had a great night last night. I'm just really tired and not really hungover, but certainly not feeling 100% and just, well, cranky. For a whole lot of reasons. First of all, Wednesday nights, there's a local radio station here that does a two-hour broadcast I like to tune into. And it's commercial-free, so that usually throws my whole night off. I end up staying up at least 2 hours later than I would normally. Which is fine, I'm used to that. But what really got us was the lunar eclipse last night. Here in Houston, we experienced a full lunar eclipse, which was really cool. So, of course, you know, if we're going to have an outside activity, we've got to roll out the barbecue and we've got to go ice down the beer and make a party out of it. So that's exactly what we did. For those of you who didn't get to experience it last night, it was really kind of eerie. Apparently, with all the ash and everything in the atmosphere from the recent volcanic eruptions, the moon turned red, and I'm going to try and get a picture posted up to the blog. I didn't get any really good pictures, but you get the idea. So here we are, just a couple days before Halloween and a couple days before the presidential election, and we've got a red moon in the sky. I don't know if that's an omen or not, but anyway. Ended up staying up way too late and drinking way too much beer. And, of course, you know, once the moon thing was over and the barbecue was dead, I dragged the rest of the beer here into the office and started surfing the internet. And, you know, really don't drink and surf. It's not a good experience the next morning. But I found a bunch of old radio sites. Like, for instance, that's where I pulled that intro from. I've always really liked old, what they're calling old-time radio, OTR. There used to be a station here in Houston on Sunday nights, would play about 4 hours of old-time radio, you know, The Shadow, The Whistler, Burns and Allen. Used to be a lot of fun. And, of course, once I started getting into the internet and the internet radio stations, there are streaming MP3 radio stations out there that do nothing but play old-time radio 24 hours a day, which was really fun and exciting for me at first, and then of course I get burned out on it. Jump topics real quick, because I Harold Johnson of somethingthathappened.com was kind enough to mention me in his podcast yesterday, and was really just kind of talking about how great everything is getting, and he made mention of something. It kind of resonated with me because he said that, you know, we were really trying to get to the point where we had these wireless devices that could tune into internet radio. And of course, right now we're just having to plug in somewhere to get our content. And I just want to make everybody aware that, hey, that's one more thing that the Trio 600 can do. I pick up streaming radio broadcasts all the time, live, real time. It's been around at least a year, as far as I know, probably longer than that. You know, I've even gone so far as to plug a police scanner into my server, and you know, tune into the goings on on weekends or special events or things like that, just to listen to all the drunk people getting popped. But anyway, so yeah, wireless internet radio streaming is here, has been for a while, and it works extremely well. As far as I'm concerned, the really big thing that needs to happen is the wireless bandwidth. And from what I understand with Sprint and Verizon and a couple others, those new networks are going to start coming online here pretty quick. So to me, that's you know, pretty neat. Of course, that also led to me getting burned out on the old-time radio. Anyway, back to the old-time radio. I stayed up way too late surfing and downloading clips and all of those other things. One thing I came across, which I'm going to play here, apparently, according to this website, and I don't have the link in front of me, but I'll try and put it on the blog, the very first radio commercial aired in 1922, and I have no reason to doubt that that's true. I mean, it was on the internet. It's got to be true, right? So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut to that commercial right now.
You owe it to yourself and your family to leave the congested city and enjoy what nature intended you to enjoy. Visit our new apartment homes in Hawthorne Court, Jackson Heights, where you may enjoy community life in a friendly environment.
All right, well, there was really no other purpose for that except to give me a little break and go get some more iced tea. Like I said, I'm still in recovery mode. I really, you know, you get to that point where you just tell yourself, you know, I gotta quit drinking. I gotta quit staying up all night long. I gotta lose some weight, you know. And, you know, that lasts a couple days, and then somebody wants to go out for a couple cocktails, and it starts all over again. But that's another story. Anyway, the losing weight thing, I'm gonna get serious about that. I need to drop some pounds. I'm getting way too fat. They say the best way to quit smoking or to lose weight or whatever is to develop some sort of support system. You're it. If there's anybody out there listening, you're my support system. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do a daily weigh-in. That's a really great thing about having a Trio cell phone as your podcasting device. You can pretty much be anywhere. I mean, for all you know, I could be sitting on the toilet right now. I'm not, I promise. And the fact that we're not doing a DivX cast of this podcast is just a coincidence. I just couldn't get my shit together this morning. It has nothing to do with my whereabouts, I promise. But we are going to go into the bathroom here and check out the scale. And we'll go ahead and turn on the scale and see what it says. See if I can get a drum roll here. All right, well, the scale failed. So let's try that one more time, shall we? Drum roll. £186. So that's my daily weigh-in for whatever day this is, October 28th, £186. So, yeah, I got to drop some of that. Anyway, on with a more cranky Trio podcast here. Started looking through my news sources this morning, and I really couldn't get into it, but I pulled a couple interesting items out, I think. This is from BBC Worldwide. Let's see here. It seems a lady named Ellen Simonetti, who is a stewardess for Delta Airlines. She got suspended indefinitely without pay because of a blog that she was writing. Apparently it was semi-anonymous and loosely based on her experiences as a stewardess. But I think the straw that broke the camel's back was when she put a few pictures of herself out on the blog in uniform. And the article said that they were inappropriate. I saw one of the pictures, and I'll post it out on my blog. It's not inappropriate, but, you know, whatever. So sorry about that, Ellen. I'm not sure. I'm going to try and follow that story. I'd kind of like to see what becomes of that one. Another article from BBC. Paranoia betrays burglars. Apparently a couple burglars robbed a house. People who own the house had a pet parrot. And they got away scot-free, but apparently one of them used the other's name while they were in the house. And they started talking about it, and they started thinking, well, maybe that parrot learned our name. So they went back to go steal the parrot, and of course the police were there, and boom, they got popped. So, you know, a bunch of idiots. And lastly, and this is kind of funny, because I did check my Houston Chronicle, see if there was anything newsworthy on the front page. And they're running the same headline that BBC Worldwide is running, which is really kind of interesting. But the headline is, Hobbit Joins Human Family Tree. And I'm just going to read this verbatim from the BBC here. Chris Stringer holds a cast of an 18,000-year-old hominid. Scientists have discovered a new and tiny species of human that lived in Indonesia at the same time our own ancestors were colonizing the world. The 3-foot-tall species, dubbed the Hobbit, lived on the Flores Island until at least 12,000 years ago. And according to the Houston Chronicle, these little guys used to hunt tiny elephants and large lizards. That's kind of interesting. So, you know. I wonder. I don't know. Sorry. Feeling cranky. Just lost my train of thought. So we'll move on. The last thing I wanted to talk about, this one is for all of the Trio 600 owners out there. This is a an application of the week kind of segment, and something I want to turn you guys on to. Anybody who has a Trio 600 out there, you know that you can obviously change your screen brightness. And if you hit these two particular keys at the same time, you can turn on your backlight and put your thing in night mode, which works really well once you're in night mode. But if you find yourself all of a sudden in the dark and, you know, you've got to put down whatever you got in your hand because it takes two hands to turn on night mode. You got to find those two keys because they're not lit up. Anyway, it's kind of a pain. There's an application out there. I've been using this since the very first beta, and at that time it was called BrightCam, BrightCam. The author has now changed it to Surroundings Prefs, and because BrightCam was a little too misleading, everybody thought it had something to do with taking pictures. For those of you who don't know, the Trio 600 has a built-in camera, and you can take pictures with it. You can also take short videos with it. The camera's very, very poor quality, but it does work. Anyway, so BrightCam, I guess, was a little too misleading because it doesn't really have much to do with the use of the camera itself. What this great application does is every time you hit the power button to bring your Trio up, it takes an instant reading from your camera and from your microphone to determine what kind of environment you're in. And it happens so quickly you don't even notice. There's no delay when you turn on your Trio. But what it does is it then instantly sets the brightness of your screen and whether or not your keyboard is backlit. So if you're in a dark environment and you flip it on, your keyboard will automatically be backlit and your screen will dim. And if you're outside in the bright sunlight and you turn it on, it will automatically just crank everything up to the brightest it can be. With the latest modification to the program, he's added some really interesting stuff. I mean, obviously, we just talked about the screen brightness and all that stuff. It'll also check your audio environment. And so, you know, let's say you're in a crowded room and there's a lot of noise going on and you've got an alarm set on your Trio or your phone rings. Well, it checks that microphone level instantly and either cranks up your ring or your alarm or turns it down according to what the ambient noise is. So, you know, that's kind of nice because a lot of times I'll have my ringer cranked up and then I'll go into the house and the kids are sleeping and somebody will call and it's really loud. And it'll automatically adjust that on the fly. Something else that it'll do is it'll check your camera and your mic together to try and determine where the phone is. And what I mean by that is you slip it into your pocket. So if it's in total darkness and the microphone is picking up a rustling noise, it assumes that the phone is in your pocket, and it goes ahead and cranks up the alarms, because sometimes it's hard to hear when you've got it in your pocket. Really neat. The application is completely free, and it gives you no kind of nag screens or anything to please donate, but there is some functionality that will be added if you do, in fact, register and pay for the software. One of them, I believe, is a silent mode when the calendar indicates that there's a meeting. I haven't tested this. I'll probably go out and buy the application and see what that does. But the way it's described is if you've got a meeting on your calendar from, say, 1 to 2, then from the hours of 1 to 2, you can dictate what your alarms and your ringers are going to be. So let's say, you know, you don't want to take phone calls when you're in meetings. Well, if your calendar indicates that you're in a meeting, then it'll automatically just silence your ringer for you. And I could see how that'd be pretty handy, except I don't change my calendar according to what my schedule is at the moment. I lay out my schedule and that's it. And if my 1 o'clock meeting gets bumped to 1:30, or if it runs 2 hours longer than it was supposed to, well, I don't update that in my Trio. So, you know, I'm not sure if I need that extra functionality, but it's a really clever use of some of the resources that are available to you. And like I said, it works in the background, it works seamlessly, and it's great. So you can get this application out at palmgear.com, palmgear.com, and just do a search there on the front page for Brightcam, and it'll pop you right up to it. I'll put a link on my blog to that as well. But that's the Trio application of the week. And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and end this podcast. Russell needs some more liquid and possibly a nap. But I thank you guys for tuning in. And, well, that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey there, folks. It's Russell Holloman again, giving the first ever addendum to a Trio podcast. This goes along with the Cranky Trio podcast that we just finished putting together, and unfortunately, it's all now one big file and it's uneditable, so I'm just going to tack this onto the end. Kind of goes along with the whole feeling cranky kind of theme today, because I can't believe I forgot to mention the website, mobilepodcast.org. I mentioned that I was going to put a bunch of links up on the blog so that, you know, you could go and find some of the stuff I talked about. I didn't even tell you where to go get it. So that's kind of an indication of how I'm feeling today. Also, too, I mentioned the fact that we were not doing a DivX cast of this podcast, mainly because I just, you know, couldn't get my shit together. But there is a new file out there. If you go to the blog, look for the little section on the right that says something about DivX cast. This is something we're just playing with, okay? With the RSS enclosures, you can attach any kind of file content. It doesn't really matter. And so once or twice, we've actually turned on the webcam and then, you know, mixed the audio file with it and put that out there so that we can play with it with other systems and figure out how to integrate them. Anyway, my point is, we're not putting this podcast out there, but what we have put out there, for those who didn't get a chance to see it, it was circulating around yesterday really big, I think, was a video clip. It was like a pre-interview thing with George Bush back in the, I guess back in the 80s or 90s or whatever, when he was governor, and they're doing the show prep and getting him ready and everything, and of course, she flips off the camera. No big deal. But it was really popular yesterday, and it generated a lot of traffic yesterday. So we went ahead and converted that to DivX format. It is formatted for playback on your Trio 600, but it will play back on any DivX-compliant device. So go on out to the website, mobilepodcast.org, and pull that off. And I apologize for having to do the addendum, but, you know, sometimes you just have a day like that. Thanks for tuning in.